different than being someone's therapist.
Right.
So.
But there's this part of you that sees it and like feels worry that you don't have it yet. Is that what I'm sensing? Or you feel like you do have it? Help me see what you're saying.
I feel like I have the potential to have it. I think I can do it. Mm-hmm. I just haven't had the opportunity to like develop and strengthen a lot of those particular skills.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm in really good hands and like I have someone who can help me work on that.
Yeah.
And like
mentor you.
Exactly. So yeah. It's scary. It like I do have worry, but there's also like I also feel safe in being able to like step into that worry and that concern at the same time.
Yeah. And I wonder if we could maybe run with this because a lot of times when people talk to me about doing therapy, they're like, oh, how do you deal with people in anxiety, etc. But there are clients who often come in actually who talk about their lack of confidence in terms of developing themselves. I've seen this as part of the therapy work. And I guess I'm curious about the parallels of what I'm kind of seeing within you and what I've seen with clients, right? Because what I'm hearing is there's like this expectation that you perceive is the standard. And then there's this other part where you're realistic and you're seeing where you're at in that process. And often people can become frozen in those spaces.
Yes.
Or the frozenness might look like panic,
mm-hmm.
where they're like frantic. They're doing stuff, but not doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what's going through your mind as I say that, like you're like nodding your head pretty quickly here.
Well, I'm familiar with that feeling.
Oh.
I think that there have been many times in my life where I'm like, oh, this is like, this is a new level of difficulty that I haven't had to experience and I can't do that. And I think that I have gotten frustrated with myself enough that like I have realized that that does not serve me. And I've been realizing this a little bit like very recently that like that mindset, like every hard thing that we've ever come up against, right? We've gotten through it. We've done it. We've survived it. We're on the other side of it. But like telling myself that there wasn't any way that I could do it didn't help me. And it's not helping me with the things that I'm trying to work on right now. And if I keep telling myself like there's no way that I can do this, then, like I am SOL. And so I've been working really hard to change that mindset with like certain things in my life. And I'm noticing that it's having a positive effect in multiple areas of my life where I'm feeling more confident and I'm feeling like, yes, this can be challenging, but it doesn't mean that I can't do it.
So what's the ingredients to change mindset? Because I think you're naming that you're going through the process, but mm-hmm. for those listening and like being like, come on, Rachel, tell us, what are you doing that's working? And maybe what are things that you know you could do, but you haven't applied yet? What are those keys to changing mindset?
Oh, man.
It's okay if you don't have it like outlined, but just
right, like this is just rough drafting.
And you know what? I think this life is rough drafting, right? So let's just go.
Well, but for the listeners, this isn't like a prepared thing.
Of course not. Bongo's Bongo's impulsive.
Well, I think I, like the change agent for me has been, like I think that I've needed to get to a point where I'm frustrated enough that I have to do something different.
Mm.
Like I had to realize like the energy that I am taking away from doing the thing that I'm actually spending on like being angry and like fighting against myself is wasted or misplaced energy.
Mm.
I could be using that to do the thing that I want to be successful in instead of using it to tell myself how like we're never going to get it.
So I'm hearing maybe a realization in that frustration.
Yeah.
That it's not working.
Yes.
And in that realization comes a moment of choosing to shift.
For me,
right?
Yeah, it felt kind of like a motivating factor to do something different.
Ah, it was the fuel for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so once you're aware, once you're motivated or engaged with the motivation, because I think we could go about it and feel the frustration but not be motivated, right? Some people shut down, some people, you know.
Yeah, and so another thing that I've been doing as well is before I engage in, okay, so I'm studying for this really big licensure test, right? And so that is the thing that I have decided, like, I am not going to waste my energy telling myself that I'm not going to pass anymore because that's not working. And so I have been doing a lot of work before I sit down to study. I actually do some reading or some study in a different topic, but lately it's been a lot focused on, like, how can I make something out of something better out of something small and weak, and some reading about, like, just like inspiring things for me personally that help me to, like, focus on ways that I can build confidence through things that I believe in and that are important to me. And that has been particularly strengthening, and it helps me keep perspective when I then shift gears to move into studying.
Yeah. Some of what I'm kind of gathering from what you're saying comes maybe the body of positive psychology would maybe support what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Right? Where we have and kind of put into our mind and our situation things that are encouraging, positive, that have more of a growth mindset, right? Meaning that the thing that's in front of me, I can grow into rather than a fixed mindset where I'm stuck and I cannot do this, right? I think that's what I'm hearing you shifting from.
Yeah.
Okay, so recognizing is not working, using the frustration, using some positive psych, I'm kind of hearing.
Absolutely.
Shifting the mindset in these ways to growth rather than fixed. Are those all the ingredients, Rachel? Kabam, everybody set or what?
I mean, I think it's different for everyone, obviously. But I think, yeah, just recognizing that I don't have to be standing in my own way anymore.
Ooh.
Which I've been really good at doing.
Yeah. But tell me more about standing in your own way, because I can tell you very clearly how I stand in my own way.
Sure.
Right? Like, I can see that statement in such concrete ways. And I wonder if it'd be helpful to talk through, and I can start, right, with this, of how we get in our own way. Part of what I'm already hearing is the getting in one's way is the catastrophizing. In that catastrophe that I can never change it and never do it, we actually tell ourselves that it's not going to happen. And sometimes that's enough for us to give up. And I've seen that with my clients in so many ways. Bongo, I'll never change. This is my personality.
This is just how I am.
This is who I am.
Yep.
Oh, we could make all kinds of quotes of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that is that part where they get in their own way, right? This rigidity. Ooh, I like that word. Rigidity, right? This, like, oh, this, it is what it is. And the interesting paradox is they're telling me it is what it is, but they're coming to therapy. What?
Fascinating, right?
Right?
Yeah, the irony there.
Right. I can't change, but I'm coming to you and spending all this time and resource and energy. And so we can tell that there's a splitting of the emotional experience. The part that is wanting to give up and the other part that really wants whatever that is. And so I get in my way by catastrophizing. I get in my way by being critical of myself. I get in my way by sabotaging and being like, nah, I'm not going to do that right now. I would rather insert activity.
Yeah.
Right?
Disregarding and dismissing all the things that you are doing well or that, like, you are succeeding at.
It's such a mental gymnastic to gaslight yourself to say that you're not enough. It's wild to me. I wish we had a camera because your eyes just went,
it's like, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We get really good at gaslighting ourselves.
And
we're really good at being able to point it out when it's happening to other people. But when we're doing it to ourselves, we're the worst at being aware of that,
right?
Of having that insight.
Yeah. And I think some people unconsciously are asking for support by doing that.
Yeah.
Where they grieve, right? They're like, oh, I just never, I can't do it. And like, you know, the kind, empathetic thing to do as a friend is be like, oh, I'm so sorry you feel that way.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that in some ways, that's how some therapists get stuck with clients. We get stuck empathizing in their catastrophe and don't challenge them to,
yeah,
to go forth and like go and do exposure with this anxiety that we get stuck with them. Right. Yeah. And I think there is a time and a place for empathy and joining and attuning.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think as therapists, we need to look more globally and go, how is this part of the dance of pain?
Right. Can we follow that empathy up with some challenge?
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So let's role play. I'm the client. I'm getting in my own way. Mm-hmm. Right. And how would you do it? Right. Let's just have fun with this.
Because it's just that simple.
Yeah.
But like, if we do this, we have to keep in mind.
I love it.
That they're like, every client situation is different.
Of course.
Every client therapist
relationship
is different.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this with one client and I could never do it with another.
Because it might like fall flat because the relationship isn't there. Yeah.
Or it could rupture.
Yeah.
Because the relationship isn't there.
Okay. Make sure you do it perfect. Okay, Rachel.
But I've had clients that I've had to have this conversation with.
Yeah.
Where I'm like,
yeah,
hey, I think we need to step out of our own way here.
Mm.
Or like, I'm curious if you are noticing.
Wait. Let me act first so that you could do that. Like, caveats there. There's not a. This is not going to heal you, right? Okay. I'm just going to channel all the energy that I've experienced all these years of doing therapy. Come upon me. Okay, here we go. Ready. So, you know, Rachel, I think I'm getting a lot out of this therapy stuff. It's so good, but I don't think any of it works. You know, I kind of tried it, and I think you're a great person, but it doesn't seem to be working much, and I just keep feeling sad, and I just don't. You know, I don't think I'm ever going to be good enough to heal.
I could go so many different directions with something like that. Like,
and and you know, I said let's role play, but I actually, the intent behind this was not to test your therapy skills.
Yeah.
But to help people hear that this is what it can sound like.
Yes.
Right? When your like friends are like, hey, maybe you should talk to a therapist. And mm-hmm. you may say exactly what I just said.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can exhale now. You know, we don't have to role play, but that's where I'm at. But if you want to take a stab at it or
no,
whatever thought. Yeah,
I mean,
go.
I think I need to sit with that a little bit longer, like for the specific purpose of trying to point out how you're getting in your own way.
Yeah.
But I think that like that is something that we hear often, frequently in our offices.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of times it's like, well, tell me then why you came back. Like, tell, like,
yeah.
Especially if I have a good relationship. Like, let's talk about, like, what brought you back then? And, like, how do we want this to look so that it can be productive? And I think that what's really important is that we as therapists set expectations from the first time we meet. That, yes, therapy is about like having support and validation, and it's about being challenged. Like I let my clients know you will be pushed at some point in therapy. That is my job.
Mm.
And so hopefully that helps them know that it's not a surprise when it does happen.
Yeah, when you drop the truth bomb in a way that's helpful.
Right.
And if we were to like pull back and go into how in the world did we get here, right?
Right.
To the spot of like, how do we maybe develop a new skill or get unstuck is what mm-hmm. I'm kind of hearing, right? That some of the ingredients are therapy.
Mm-hmm.
The other ingredients are recognizing our own patterns, right? And then the other layer of it is that maybe we're kind of alluding to is that there's work to be done in this process.
But I think there might actually be like something between that.
Do it, say it.
Right, like there are stages of change. Like you have to be, you can't just be thinking about making a change and then you make a change. You have to be ready to make a change.
Yeah, flex.
Say right? Like there.
Yes.
So yes, we can go from like talking about it and feeling it and then like doing it. But there is something in between there. There is work in between there that has to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And when I said flex, I was like, I was hoping that you would say.
Like the stages of change.
Yes. Say, and you don't have to. You be a free person. You don't have to do what I'm telling you. But yes, right. And I always butcher this name and I say it for fun, right? Petrasca and Clemente, right? Stages of change.
Yeah.
Where you're at in those stages matter, right?
Yes.
Pre-contemplation. Contemplation. Okay, what's the other one? You're like,
keep going.
Don't test me, Bongo.
Yeah, right, not right now.
Right? But to understand where we're at in that, we can have empathy with ourselves too.
Absolutely.
Because if our expectation is demanding us to be in the action stage and we haven't even thought about it, we're not going to be very successful. Right?
Well, I think that is why so often people don't feel like they're succeeding is because they're not ready.
Yeah.
They like preemptively start to make those changes, but they haven't done that contemplative work to get there for that change, that that change to have an actual effect.
Yeah. In other words, maybe if you want to change, it might be important for you to ask yourself why.
Why? How? Like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of mental, emotional work that goes into change.
Yeah. And if you're maybe failing at it, quote unquote, maybe you need support.
Yeah.
And maybe you need a therapist like Rachel to tell you, we're going to give you empathy, we're going to give you care, but I'm going to challenge you.
Or I'm sure you do that yourself, Bonga. I'm not the only therapist that could do this. Come on.
Just enjoy the compliment.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I wonder, yeah, maybe the invitations are in there. What would you say the invitations are based on what we just talked about?
I think if you feel like there are weaknesses or there are areas, I mean, it's the new year, right? A lot of people are reflecting on goals and things that they're wanting to do differently this year. Mm. I think a lot of us, you know, if you're in that stage of reflection and if there are things that you're wanting to change, let's maybe do it differently than we've done it before, where like we have these resolutions that last until February and then they're done. Like then we like forget about it or like we give up on it. But if like there are things that we really want to change, let's maybe do it a little differently. Let's get some support. Let's take our time reflecting on why we want to make those changes and what that change would mean to us. I mean, let's really reflect and maybe do some research on stages of change.
Yeah.
And see where we're at and see what we need to do to move through those changes. Those stages, I mean.
Yeah. And I would say, as scary as it is, if you ask the people in your community what things they might be seeing in you, I think they would be honest and tell you.
Yeah.
Because I could easily ask the people in my life and they could list them all. But maybe that's part of it, right? If we're going to add kind of this layer of healing that is not just individualistic, that there's a community behind us and with us in this process that can help us. So yeah, turn to your community. And I love that sentiment, right? Make it last past February, right?
Yeah.
Make it last as long as you'd like.
Yeah.